Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester, Red Dot Shop, Phantom of the Wilderness. A talk about the wilderness and what he endured, the thoughts, the experiences, the consequences, and the strange occurrences. Thank you for joining me today as I speak with Mark Binkley, author of Red Dot Shop, Phantom of the Wilderness. You can pick up your copy at enlightenmentwilderness.com. Today, we would like for you to visit one of our sponsor pages, and that is a GoFundMe page. It's Turbine X. You can go to GoFundMe.com/air generator. Our version is 100% clean and green energy to power the grid. And I'll be telling you more about Turbine X later in the show. So Red Dot Shot, Phantom of the Wilderness. It is a very interesting and exciting title. So let's see if we have our author on the line. Good morning. This is Dr. Angela. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mark Binkley right here.
Hello, good morning. I'm so glad to have you on with us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here too.
Most definitely. Now, I know that there's so many questions that I want to ask, but we're only a 15-minute show, so let me get straight to the point, and that is Red Dot Shot. We had to ask about that title. How did you come up with that?
Well, I had to come up with a title somehow, and after I thought about it for a while, I realized that I wanted to make the point that when I made the shot on my trophy animal, that it was a perfect shot, and the red dot in a bullseye target is the red dot, so I called it Red Dot Shot. And then I got republished and decided to enhance the book a little bit with some more storyline, and came up with Phantom of the Wilderness because I thought that would make it more interesting, kind of intriguing.
Yes, you know, when we think about the wilderness, that word can bring up so many different scenarios for different people. You know, is it a physical wilderness, a spiritual wilderness? Is it wilderness filled with trees? You know, is it like the swamp? Is it like the jungle? I mean, people's imaginations will take them any and everywhere. So you're right. It is definitely intriguing. Now, in the intro and the way that you present the book as well, you say that it's about experiences. It's about consequences. It's about strange occurrences. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, well, it's an experience that should have gone a totally different way if things were done properly. And then the strange occurrences are, I think, out of this world. Occurrences happen, it's kind of strange that they coincided in different times different decades, many, many years apart. And that wilderness seems to me to have some kind of an effect of some kind. It's hard to explain, and I don't want to give the storyline away either.
Right, right. Right. It's always hard to, you know, kind of talk about it, because like you said, you don't want to give any spoilers. You don't want to take that away, nor do, and I can understand, you don't want to kind of put too much into that so that the reader can follow along in the story and just be in the moment with you. I can definitely understand that. Well, listeners, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we will continue this conversation with our author, Mark Binkley, Red Dot Shot, Phantom of the Wilderness. We'll be back right after this. The name of the company is Turbine X. We are a green energy generator company. Our generators work like traditional gas and diesel generators, but ours are renewable energy as an input. We took the traditional wind turbine concept, crossed it with a water wheel, miniaturized it, gave it contained power source so it can be used indoors or out, rain or shine. No emissions ever. Filters the air as it's used, and quiet enough that you can hold a conversation near it. Turbine X. Our vision is to use 100% clean and green energy to power the grid. With our miniature wind turbine technology, we can now deploy large amounts of power in a small space. Turbine X. We don't have to worry about storms, wind speeds, or location. Our future goal is to take this one step further and have commercial and residential units so that factories, hospitals, and homes will have the power they need, even if the grid is down for maintenance. Turbine X. Please support our GoFundMe page at GoFundMe.com/air generator. That's GoFundMe.com/air generator. AirGenerator. GoFundMe.com generator. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone, for this particular episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester, and my guest today is Mark Binkley. He is the author of Red Dot Shot, Phantom of the Wilderness. And of course, you can get a copy of the book on Amazon. Now, Mark, I know that many times we have people that listen in and they want to get some tips and some tricks from the authors that I speak to. So what is a nugget of wisdom that you could share with someone who is thinking about writing their first book, or something to just encourage someone? Perhaps they've already written one and they're thinking about writing another.
Well, what I can say is that everybody has a story to share. We're all, throughout our lives, there's many things and obstacles that we come across and how we deal with them. And there's many books to be written, many books to be read. And that's my purpose of my book, basically, is for other people to get an understanding of, you know, how you should, approach a situation and make appropriate decisions. And mine is for closure for something that was that went terribly wrong, mm-hmm. in my mm-hmm. opinion. And that's just,
mm-hmm. And you know, I like how you said that it was closure for something that went wrong. We have so many people that are dealing with the various aspects of their life, and how many people need closure. You know, they need to be able to, in some way, shape, or form, figure out, how do I close the door on this particular thing that happened to me? It could be something very traumatizing, something very sad, or it could be an experience, it could be a death in the family, but sometimes we really do need to figure out, how do we close the door so that we're able to move on and grow from the experience and not allow it to just keep us in the rut of the negative emotion. that we are feeling. Now,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and it's just absolutely amazing that some people choose to stay there. Now, you are a hunter, and I don't have a lot of people on that are hunters, and I think that there is a fascination or a bit of intrigue just when it comes to hunting and being able to get out and fend for yourself in today's society. Do you find that when you are writing that you need to have a certain environment? Like when you're hunting, there are certain rules, you know, you try not to make too much noise. You try to stay, what is it, downwind of the animal that you're tracking for, so that they don't necessarily smell you. Do you have the same types of rules or protocols when it comes to your writing? Do you need to be off by yourself, or you're at the beach, or it really doesn't matter? You can go to Starbucks and be just fine.
Well, I have to feel in a comfortable environment, and it has to be quiet and basically serene with not too much clutter around. And mm-hmm. just start thinking about what I want to write. And then I would, start with an outline, of course, you know, of a step-by-step process, and then start writing into those outlines and getting a little more detailed. But this book just seemed to flow right out. I didn't have too much problem with it after I outlined the whole thing and started writing. It just seemed to flow, and I wanted to get through it, and I wanted to get it done.
And like how you said, I wanted to get it done. Like, I don't want to hold on to this information anymore. I need to get it out, and I need to get it shared. I
want to share it. I wanted to share it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a message. There's a deep message involved in this book. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that mm-hmm. once you read it, you'll figure out what that message is.
I love it. So listeners, you're getting a hint here. You have to pick up your copy so that you can find out what the deeper message is. And speaking of that, I want to ask you, Mark, just in case I've left off a particular place, where can our listeners pick up a copy of your book?
It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And that's about all I have heard from so far of where it's available.
And you know what? That's absolutely amazing. I think that Amazon probably is what, if it's not the top seller, it's definitely up there. I know that I utilize Amazon. I know that my books are available on Amazon, and it is just so convenient for getting what you need and for making sure that it is the right thing. And of course, listeners, if you're saying, well, you know, Amazon's really far, or Barnes & Noble is really far, Dot Shot Phantom of the Wilderness. They can always find it for you. Exactly. They can always pull it up on the computer and order it for you at your local bookstore. So we have about a minute left in the show. I need to take a very, very short break, but when we get back, we're going to give Mark the last few words. We'll be back right after this. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. Mark, I want to be able to give you like the last few seconds of the show. Is there a nugget of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners?
Is there a bit of wisdom I would like to share?
Yes.
I would
we have about...
say that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So perseverance and tenacity, you know, if you have a vision, you know, keep striving for it. If you run into obstacles and negativity, you know, people that are standing in your way, get around them and put them aside, and they will not help you with any movement forward in your life. You need mm-hmm. you need to determine those people that are more positive around you and surround yourself with those kind of people. People mm-hmm. that will support you.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. Thank you so much, Mark, for being on the show with me today.
Okay, thank you very much.
And listeners, thank you for joining me. Thank you. And listeners, thank you for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all you do. Until next time, everyone, have a great week. Bye-bye.